If your time to you is worth saving, then you better start swimming or you'll sink like a stone. Or the times, they are a-changing.
Ah, good old Bob Dylan. Some great music to get us started. Welcome, welcome. Today is Saturday, March 30th. This is your North Carolina Forward Party weekly update. I'm your host, Patrick Newton, and so glad to be with you. It was pointed out to me that last week I did not share my cell phone number, as Chet has encouraged me to do on each weekly podcast. So here it is, 973-216-4412. As chair of the North Carolina Forward Party, I take it very seriously to be accessible to all of our members or anyone that has questions. So please use that number. Call me, text me, and I'll be happy to speak to you about whatever it is you want to cover. But this week, as always, we're pretty busy. Lots going on. Had a great chance to speak with my good friend and co-chair, MJ Hall. So with no further ado, check out this conversation I had with MJ earlier this week. All right, so I'm with my good friend MJ, who I know went through some exciting stuff this week and attended a pretty powerful meeting. How you doing today, MJ?
I'm doing all right, Pat. How you doing?
Good, good. Glad to have you on the weekly update. Tell us a little bit about the work you did this week.
This week, I met with Refund Raleigh along with Councilman candidate James Bledsoe. We were basically brainstorming ways to fund an alternative response care unit. So essentially, instead of calling the police and mental health crises, you would be able to call the alternative response units, and they would deploy mental health professionals and EMTs and experts in their area without the need to necessarily call police. So he was helping me figure out ways we can get budget for this, where we can get grants and funds along with Refund Raleigh. And I'm very, very excited to see where we can go with this in the future. We have a couple more meetings, the budget decision on June 6th. The funds will be allocated to various groups, and the city council members will decide where funds go. James has been very, very influential in helping me advocate for the things I care about, my community, of course. And he's very intelligent about where to get funds for such a program and coming up with savvy solutions that benefit the community. He's very knowledgeable on regulations in Raleigh, and there's apparently a lot of regulations in place that make it hard to create a program like this. So I was very excited to meet with him about that, and I very much appreciate the work Refund Raleigh is doing as well.
That's awesome, and you know those are the reasons why we're supporting James Bledsoe as a Forward independent running for city council in Raleigh in November. So I'm glad you had a chance to work closely with James. I also think this sounds like such a great program. We both know a lot of times, you know, when someone has to call 911 and the police arrive, you know, it's not good for the person in need, and it's probably not good for the police either. I mean, you know, they're not trained to be social workers or counselors, and having access to other services for the people in need sounds like some really great work that you and James are working on.
Yeah, I'm very excited, and I think it's an opportunity for us to really do the work that we say we're doing. You know, we're getting out there in the community, we're doing grassroots work, and that's what the Forward Party is all about. So I'm hoping I can make the team proud and to show people why we're in the Forward Party.
Amen. No, that's really well put. I think a lot of times it gets lost. People assume we're, you know, just having Zoom calls and talking about all these hypothetical things, but seeing leaders in the community like yourself and James getting out there and working on issues that really matter, that's what's important, and that's what makes me proud to be a Forwardist, the work that people like you are doing.
Thank you, and I'm proud of the work you're doing, too. Don't be humble about this. I don't know when you sleep.
I appreciate that. And well, it's great to have you on the call this week, MJ. Thanks so much for all the work you're doing, and I'm sure our listeners will be hearing more about this great effort that you're making.
All right, Pat. Thanks for having me.
Always so great to speak with my good friend MJ and hear about the great work she's doing out there representing the Forward Party. That's about it for this week, folks, but I did want to take this opportunity to wish everyone a happy and healthy and blessed Easter tomorrow. Also wanted to let you know that we are attending Pride Day at the Raleigh Convention Center on April 13th, so more to follow on that. But as always, please visit our website, NorthCarolinaForwardParty.com. Follow us on Twitter, ForwardPartyNC, and have a great week.
If your time to you is worth saving, And you better start swimming or you'll sink like a stone, or the tide